Great. It kind of reminds me of all the work, like your colleague, Dr. Le Couteur, has done on the dermatologic, preventive therapy.
I think the key thing with all of the TKIs is managing toxicity and getting to a dose that's good. I think you can get to the dose that you need to get to with afatinib, you can get to the dose you need to get to with erlotinib. I think the drugs are generally probably at a higher dose than they need to be at their recommended starting dose. And if you just, for every individual patient, I think you need to work to the place you need to be on the dose.
John?
Yeah, and I don't disagree with any of the points. I think the overall data suggests that afatinib may have a little bit more toxicity. If you're managing it proactively, I think it is manageable, especially giving patients handouts and prescriptions for things like clindamycin and tetracycline ahead of time. But the one other consideration is afatinib's label is only for first-line EGFR mutant non-small cell lung cancer right now. And erlotinib has a much broader label. We don't know which is better, but from LUX-Lung-3, one has the sense that they're comparable at a minimum. They are doing a head-to-head trial of that. So one consideration is if you start with the afatinib, you still have the option of using erlotinib in the second and third line studies, potentially in combinations and so forth. So I just feel it leaves more options open if you start with the afatinib and then use erlotinib as it's indicated on the label
later. So you would use afatinib in this lady?
I would certainly consider starting with the afatinib.